Nitro is the glory. Welcome to the No Name RC Podcast with your host tonight, Keenan White, aka Lefty the Great, and if you are unlucky, the Finnish village idiot, JQ. This is the RC Podcast with no name, but plenty of content. So sit back, relax, and get ready for some serious bench racing.
What's up, everybody? We are live here at the Fall Brawl 2019. It is Saturday qualifying day. It's a beautiful day outside after some rain last night. The track has lost all the grip that it had yesterday through halfway through practice. And we're doing some pit walk interview walkabouts. I got a new toy here. Got myself a nice handy voice recorder with a microphone. So hopefully it's a little better quality. So my first victim of today is my East Coast JQ rep, Mr. Mike Walker.
What's happening, Lefty the Great?
I'm all right, Mike. How you doing, man? You've been here since, what, Wednesday? You all set up her. We got Jake Lasko on her heating up tires. It smells really bad in her right now. Thank you, Jake Lasko. Just taking 5 years off my life. And how you doing? You're racing Truggy and Buggy this weekend?
Yeah, not doing too bad. Obviously, there's a huge talent pool here, and I'm about halfway through it all. I think I ended up in 20-somethingth in truck, and Buggy not as good. I think I'm in 40th. However, Trent did go out, and he went number two for round one. He's only 3 seconds off of TQ, so got some high hopes for the team this weekend.
Yeah, Trent drove well. He put in a good run. He lost a few seconds, like, on the last few laps with some minor mistakes. Yeah, I think he can do a lot better in the following rounds.
Yeah, he had some traffic there closer to the end of the run, trying to weave through some traffic. But I think he put in a good steady. He didn't try to push. He was even telling me in the headset up there that he wasn't super comfortable with the way the track was. But he just kept it in there nice and steady and came out with a number two.
Yeah, he did. So going into this next round, it should be a lot more traction. It looks like the sun's coming out, and yeah, it should be good going into this next round. Not surprising, we had Cole Ogden in first. I kind of picked him to win this, and my biggest surprise is Spencer Rifkin on in 10th. So
yeah, I agree, and Lee Setzer's right up there in the top. Some of the J-Concepts Florida guys up there running around towards the top of the pro class. Cole doesn't surprise me, however. I've been very impressed with Cole's performance lately. Ever since he's come back from the RCGP and whatnot, I think he's really put on a new hat and very, very proud of him. He seems to be headed in the right direction.
Yeah, he's doing really well this after RC. He was really fast at RCGP, had a little bad luck at Buggyland. So it should be good. Let's see. I'm sure Tebow and these guys, now that the track's getting some more traction, they'll get out there and do, yeah, they're pro guys. They'll do it well.
Yeah, I think you'll see after this first round with the rain that we got. Luckily, the track, it did soak it up well. Just a fairly slow first round. But as the pro guys got out there, we're starting to see the lap times come back into closer to what they were yesterday. So I think as you see round two come in, you'll start seeing the lap times come back to what we were seeing yesterday in late practice.
Good stuff. Well, let me go have a quick word with Trent. Thank you for your time, Mike. You want to say shout out to anybody before we go?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Thank my wife first for putting up with all of our shenanigans with this racing. And thank JQ Racing for giving us the tools we need to get out there. And J Concepts for putting the rubber down. And thanks to all of our sponsors that help us do what we do.
All right. Well, thank you, and I'll talk to you later. Trent, you want to say something real quick?
Well, congratulations.
Congratulations on your second run. You had a few mistakes near the end. We're all getting highly intoxicated with these rubber fumes that Jake Lasker is now burning.
The track was fun. It was a little slow. Had to get used to everything. After the weather we got yesterday, I had to brake back in. So the web tire is what I decided to go out on. It was a little uncomfortable and sketchy at first, but once I started to get the hang of everything, I just kind of just drove within myself and stayed smooth, and It was fun. It worked out for me. I got a 2 for round 1 in buggy and an 11 overall in truck. So a little bit of improvements to make, but overall, good start. Can't wait for the rest of the rounds.
Yeah, man, I'm excited. It's going to be good. So I'll be watching your race in the next heats, and good luck. Jake Lasko, you want to say something after you took 5 years off everybody's life here?
We're still alive. We're kicking.
Man-made mineral fibers. We just inhaled a whole bunch of them. But that's RC Racing. So let's move on. Oh, Wellington Chang is gone. He's off videoing somewhere. He's got a new toy. Who gave JB a gimbal? No, that's not mine. I have a Smooth 3. Hey, you want to say something, Rocky? Rocky the race dog?
You
want to
go racing?
He's going to sniff the microphone.
Oh, you're just sniffing the microphone. That's
Heather. Hi.
She's here cutting up No Name RC podcast stickers for me, so I do have some for people. They want to come by. Code is, doesn't look like he wants to say anything. What's our hot sauce?
Nothing much, chilling.
You're a man of very few words, so you didn't have the greatest run in your first qualifier, so I see you getting all serious and getting prepped up and ready. What you going to do different for your next qualifier?
Better tires, better mindset.
Definitely a better mindset. Mitch, what do you think we're going to see out of Cody next run?
I think he's going to be blazing fast this run. I think they're going to take that negativity and turn to positivity in this next run and run just that much harder.
All right. Well, I'll be watching. All righty. We got the other Flowwood crew up here, Little Chicken and Big Chicken. They're here first time. They're look, bacon tires. Everybody's getting serious. What's up, Little Chicken? How you like the track?
Yeah, I'm enjoying it a lot right now. It's really good. The rain kind of messed up the track a little bit, but it's still pretty fun trying to get around.
You got e-buggy coming up, so you got one more round to go, and then we get into the second round. Well, good luck. Chicken, how you liking everything here?
Oh, yeah, man, I enjoy it. It's fun.
I see you got your secret sauce there. Got it in a little cup there. You flow with guys and studying a lot of tricks. I don't know. What's going on? Scott Leo?
What's up, man? How's it going?
I'm all right. How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Your first kind of big race. How you liking it so far?
It's a good time, man. I'm just trying to get a feel for everything, trying to beat JB. That's the main goal today.
you're doing that already because he missed his qualifier.
Yeah,
so.
He broke
my bump box. Yeah, sounds about right. All right, man. I'm going to go walk about. I'll talk to you later on. Have a good time. We're going to walk around. We got boots and badges, barbecue. He's cooking barbecue here. Hey, what's up? You want to talk on the mic? What's your name?
Donnie Ward Jr.
Oh, you're Donnie Ward Jr., the infamous Donnie Ward Jr. How old are you?
At 13.
Do you listen to my podcast at all?
One time. I have one time.
You got to listen to it more than once, man.
I will.
How are you making out?
The cars are good. I had 2 bad runs, but it's okay.
Okay, so you're driving the Agama now, correct?
No, we're testing. We're just running the HB car for now.
Okay, so you're a free agent. All right, that's good, man. So you're representing
Fierce RC
Solution, aka Trinity.
Yep.
Are you running in the pro class or are you running
pro
in
class.
The
pro nitro buggy? They're only running truggy, like nitro truggy altogether.
Okay.
So.
All righty. Well, good luck to you, man. It's good to meet you and have fun.
Thank you.
All right. So let's take a walk over here and see Brent. And guys are getting their food. I'm gonna have to get me some food later as well. I need a White Claw first. That's my new drink. So let's go talk to Lucas, Captain Ahab. Lucas is busy. What's up, Lucas? How are you?
What's up?
Lucas got to run his motocross style Badland tires earlier on today because it was really wet.
I was riding wheelies in the mud. Nobody else had that kind of tire. So they were all jealous, being a bunch of player haters. But that's all right. I got the Badlands and they don't.
You know, every time you went cross, I saw you taking up a chunk of the track.
What?
Yeah.
Say it again.
You was tearing up the track out there.
I was riding wheelies, baby.
Yeah. You was good in the learn, but when you got into the smooth stuff, you was, you know, those tires were skatey. So you had to stay in the learn.
Don't listen to Keenan. They were badass the whole time. Badlands. Let's go.
If you guys know what the Badlands are, they're those, like, big motocross style tires from Proline, and Lucas loves them. So, Lucas, from our last chat, you've been traveling a lot. You've been taking this White Whale and Adventures of the Average, I think it's the Average Racer or Average Joe Chronicles.
Yeah, I'm the Average Joe.
So how has it been traveling? You've been From a guy that didn't really go to any big races, you've been to quite a few this year. So how has it been?
It's been pretty awesome. Up until this past year, I've only been a club racer, so I got to actually get out of club racing and go check out everyone else's big races and club racing. It's been pretty awesome. Been putting BeachRC on the map with the trailer and the white whale.
Yeah, I've enjoyed watching, reading your blog, and you've been doing a good job. So I look forward to next year, and we got to get you back on the podcast. So good luck today. Have fun, and it's no time for Badlands anymore.
Awesome. Thank you, Keenan.
All right, let's go talk to Brent. He's over here thrashing. California Mike's helping him. He's leaving. He don't want to talk on the mic. What's up, California Mike? You don't want to say anything? Let's go talk to Brent while he's... No, he's wrenching. Maybe he doesn't want to talk.
I can talk. I can do a little bit of everything at the same time. Yeah. What do you want to know about me, Keenan?
I already know pretty much a lot about you, but here you are. You're getting dirty. You're not racing pink pinion gear stuff. That's next week. You're rocking your BeachRC shirt. I'm going to bring mine tomorrow. How you feeling today, Brent?
I feel great. I didn't pound the fireball like I normally do on Friday nights. I'm going to do that tonight. Modelo's are on tap right now, which is good.
Bring back the pink pinions.
We're bringing back pink pinions next weekend for all those who care. Pink pinions matter. But, yeah, having fun. Badlands Fall Brawl 2019. It's one of the best races of the year. Love it. Weather's perfect.
It is great weather. Yesterday a little rain, but today it's great.
And I'm getting thirsty now watching you drink that Modelo.
Yeah, well, last year, you know, the first year out of 18 years that they rained out. First year. And that was kind of a bummer. You can't do nothing about it. These guys have done more on wet tracks to get them right in the past since I've been here than anyone I've ever seen. They do a great job. So I had all confidence they were going to get it in last year, but the rain just didn't stop. But we got rain last night, and I think it made the track better. The track today is going to be awesome once the sun's out for a little bit longer. But it's going to be an awesome weekend. We got a lot of JQ guys out here. Got a lot of hot body guys out here. A lot of people travel. Some top pros here, Rifkin, Tebow. Yeah, it's going to be a great weekend. I'm glad Lefty the Great's here with the No Name RC podcast.
Great plug. But Brent didn't make us any more stickers, so we got to keep on walking.
Unbelievable. The only thing that you can care about all weekend is that I didn't make you stickers.
It's all right. I got everybody asking for them, but thank you for the stickers that you do make, and I appreciate it, and I'm glad to be here. And don't go nowhere, because I want to talk to you next. I want to talk to you next.
You're a stay-at-home dad. I work 7 days a week, and you're worried that I didn't bring you stickers this week?
Hey, if you dealt with my daughter for a day, you would understand.
Yeah, well, suck it.
Anyway, let me go talk to Lee Setzer, because he had a good run. He's coming over from the Pink Pinion crew as well. What's up, Lee? How are you?
Good, Keenan. How are you?
How was your run? Where did you finish in that run?
It was good. I got third overall for the round in Pro Nitro. So
I've seen you've been doing a lot more Nitro lately. Have you realized that it's really the glory and that Pink Pinion stuff, you got to leave it for, you know, everything else?
Yeah, I've been doing a lot of Nitro, and it's definitely a lot more fun, just in my personal opinion, than e-buggy, but I think they're both equally important. So,
e-buggy and?
Yeah, I think you got to be good in both. You know, you can't just be good at one thing and then suck at all the other things. So,
let me ask you something. Do you find e-buggy easier to drive than Nitro?
No.
Why not?
E-buggy is, or Nitro is just better. In general, it's got a better weight bias. It's, you know, braking smoother, power band smoother, lands better, jumps better.
So what big races are we going to see you at next year?
We'll be at PMB, AMS, Wicked Weekend, all that stuff. I'll do the Fuel Nationals this year, and then probably Fall Brawl next year at the same time. And that'd probably be it for maybe some of the big 8-scale races, but then got a lot of big 10-scale races also.
So are you going to make any changes for the next run? What type of tires are you on?
I'm not going to make any changes just because we ran the car yesterday as the track got really good, and it was actually better than it was in round one. So we're gonna leave it alone. But we ran Gold Ellipses in round one, and that's what we're going to run in round two.
All right, man. Well, good luck. I'm going to go over and talk to the Ginger Ninja.
Yeah, yeah.
And good luck and have fun.
Thanks, Katie.
All right. So we're going to go over here to the J Concepts pit, talk to Jackson Brunson, who has impressed me a lot this year because he ran a lot of Nitro. Hey, Jackson. How'd you make out in that run?
Not too bad. We third in the heat, so six overall.
All right.
So I have been really impressed with your advancements in Nitro this year. I've talked about it a few times on the podcast. You were running a lot of Nitro early in the year. I mean, you're going to back to pink pinion gears, but 10 scale. But what made you get more into Nitro this year?
Well, we have the Worlds coming up next year, so you kind of want to be prepared for that. And just running with the guys, Spencer, associate guys, and Lee Setzer, and all those guys, it helps for when you go to these bigger races, you soak in as much information as possible. And, just trying to learn as much as you can at all these races we go to.
Well, what races will we expect you at next year?
For 8 scale or?
8 scale.
All right. First of the year's Nitro Challenge, and then
you was a Nitro Challenge last year or no? Okay.
Yeah, I was there last year. We got DNC, Silver State, the Nationals. Trying to think what else.
And you'd be in Brazil, right?
Yeah, I'm still waiting to hear word if that's what we're gonna do. We got to kind of see and make sure safety is kind of a...
It's safe down there, trust me.
I mean, I'm sure it is. I mean, I'm kind of a germ freak, so I know I'd keep myself clean and everything. Just making sure you just go with a good group of guys, and that way you have fun, stay safe at the same time. But that's the plan, is to be there next year, whenever it is, November, October. Yeah. And, you know, my goal for the race is top 50, and... If we're in the top 50, we're going to shoot for higher.
Cool, man. Well, good luck. You got E-Buggy coming up. And then, look, your car's all ready for the next round of Nitro Ready. That's good work. Spencer, you want to talk for a little bit? All right, let's go talk to the reigning two-wheel drive champion. He's over here slashing away. What's up, dude? How are you?
I've been doing well. Just working on the car right now and kind of looking through it, seeing what's going on. Didn't really have the best run out there the first round of qualifying, but you know what? It was a solid effort. Just need to get back into a group of things, really. I haven't really ran Nitro in a long time, other than breaking into Moto the other week. So staying busy. Next year's Nitro World, so we'll be getting into a good rhythm in the beginning of the year, and hopefully we'll finish out the year with a solid results at the Fall Brawl and keep on learning with the team.
Good stuff. What changes are you going to make to your car going into the next round?
I'm going to see how E-Buggy goes, and then I'll kind of relatively make an educated decision on some shock packages. I'm kind of going through the diffs right now, topping them off. The car was brand new, so when the car's new, the diffs seem to get empty, or the oil seems to fling around and get into grooves that it doesn't normally get in. Mm-hmm. So I just kind of top them off after I run a bunch. So doing that. See how E-Buggy goes, and then we'll make an educated decision on what we'll do for round two.
So how old are you now? You're what, 21?
I'm just turned 21 in November.
So you got two world championships, two national championships in 8 scale, and you got a lot of time left in front of you. So what is your goal coming in? Well, obviously to win, but what other type of preparations will you make going into the 2020 8 scale world?
I think the biggest thing is just I want to have... me personally, I want to have a solid program going in, working with the team, development with all my teammates, the engineers, team manager staff back at Associated. And the goal is I really want to see the whole team together do well as a whole and not see one or two guys that we have on the team do well and the other people don't. So that's really what I'm trying to focus on, is I want everyone to have the success that, you know, that we've all seen at times. And It's always nice to have the wins, and it's always nice to be the champion. But at the same time, you know, I want everyone to share the same experiences that I've experienced, and to work together and win together always makes it even more icing on the cake, is that's what they say. So, other than that, that's the main focus. I'm gonna do everything I can to prepare myself mentally, and with the races, and you know, have some fun doing it. Do some more social media. Hang out at the boys at the track, and have some fun.
Cool, man. Well, good luck this weekend, and have fun, and get ready. I look forward to seeing what you do this year in Nitro. Should be interesting. You're killing it on social media. That's a big part of it, and just keep up the good work.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me on, and stay tuned for your sure your next episode will be coming out.
Yeah, we got to get you one next year, I think, again. All right, dude. I'll talk to you later. Let you get back to wrenching. Steve doesn't want to be on the podcast. He's running away from me. So let me take a walk over here by the Techno Camp, see if Tebow is available. He was absolutely flying yesterday. I think he finished fourth. Nobody in the Techno Camp. So let me take a walk. Oh, I got Pops filming me. He's walking around with his gimbal, filming me. I'm going to go over by the HB Camp and talk to them. So, fresh off a first round TQ and my pick to win this event, we got Killer Cole Ogden. What's up, Cole? How are you?
Well, not much, man. Just doing my thing.
Beards on fleek.
Beards on fleek, man. Yours is looking pretty good, too.
I know. I saw a video yesterday and I was like, I'm going to keep it. I might get some dye and dye it black or something. My wife says no. So, what's going on? This is pretty much one of your home tracks. You hear HB is like got the biggest camper, biggest team here. You just TQ'd round one. How much time have you? I mean, what did you do? Sorry. What type of tires were you running, and how did you feel in your first run?
First run went good, you know. It threw us a curveball yesterday after, you know, practice and all that with the rain. But, no, I mean, I kind of just kept the same mentality. If it had a little moisture, I'd run clay. So I just stuck with the clays. And they were good to me. The car was the exact same from practice. But other than that, we're not going to change anything in round two. And just tried to go for the TQ again and, no, I mean, this. I don't really say this would be local for me, but it's. I mean, it's 5.5-6 hours drive. But, no, I love coming here. You know, these guys are – KB and Jason and all these guys are really good guys. They run this place, and they do a really good job. Always have really good layouts. The dirt's always awesome. So, always love coming here. It's a great crowd of guys, and, you know, it's a good thing we got a bunch of HB guys here too. So.
Yeah, you guys are full over there. I'm going to take a walk over there and talk some crap in a little bit. But you've had a really good year. You did really well at RCGP. You've done well at different races this year. What's changing your program, and what are you looking to do in 2020?
Thanks, first of all. I mean, I think it's been okay. It's been okay, an okay year. You know, mm-hmm. There's been some learning experiences in there and stuff. But, no, it's been pretty good. I think the thing that's changed the most with my program is, I mean, I don't really think much. I mean, I focus a lot more on the task at hand, you know, and deal and play the cards that I'm given, you know, and just make the best out of every situation. You know, David's helped me a lot. Even though that he's younger than me, you know, I learn a bunch from him too, you know. So I learned a lot from him, you know, just mentality at the track, you know, pretty much it.
Yeah, I think that trip over to Europe helped you out a lot as well. And I'm looking forward to seeing what you do because, at RCGP, you was on fire. And it's just a shame that you didn't get a better result. But, and then Buggyland, picking you to win.
Yeah, sort of the same thing. You know, I had the little tire issue going into the mains. I don't know. I couldn't really get acclimated to that dirt at night. Mm-hmm. You really don't think that dirt would change a lot. But it actually, like, this changes a lot. Like, I think this changes a lot. But that dirt over there from being wet and dry and sunny and cold, like, it changed a bunch. And it was just kind of like unexpected. But, you know, hey. We roll with the punches. We'll learn for next time, and we'll go out fighting at the next one.
All right, man. Well, good luck. You run in just e-buggy and nitro buggy?
Nitro buggy and truggy. TQ'd both so far, and HB 1-2.
There you go. I'm going to go walk over by the HB camp now and see if I can get my ass kicked or something.
Yeah.
All right, man. Good luck, and talk to you later.
You too. Thank you.
Hey, so we got open nitro buggy TQ on his brand-new HB car. Little Bump, who doesn't want to talk to me. Let's see if I get him to talk to you. What's up, Lil Bump?
Hi.
How you doing? You ain't running football around today.
Huh? I don't know.
Hey, do you want to play football?
Maybe.
I see. All day yesterday is throwing that ball. So, how are you liking your new cars?
Okay. Yeah, okay.
Just okay? This is your first big race, so you're doing pretty good. You're not, you know, you haven't lost much speed. In fact, you're probably going to get faster. So, what's the plan for going into e-buggy and nitro round two?
Huh?
What is your plan for the next round?
Don't flip over.
Your dad doesn't want to say anything? You want to say something, Speed Bump?
Don't crash.
That's some good advice for you. Well, good luck, man. And have fun. Let's go talk to Spencer Heckert because he did pretty well. What's up, Spencer? How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Fine. You had a good run. Where'd you end up just now?
Second overall in truggy and buggy. So Pretty good runs.
Yeah, you've had a really good year, man. You've been running a lot. I know you wanted to do RCGB, but you wasn't able to because of your nationals finish. What's changing your program this year?
Yeah, just been running a lot. The only thing that I've changed is I went to VP Fuel for this year. I'm really liking it so far, but yeah, I had a really good year. I'm pretty happy.
How old are you now?
I'm 17.
Okay, so you're still in, what, high school?
Yeah, I'm only a junior, so.
So what are your plans for next year?
Just more racing. More practice, more racing. I'm in school. I think I'm going to go to college, so I'm not really fully decided on what I'm going to do. So.
What races can we expect to see you next year?
Most of the same. I'll be at DNC this year, though, and I'm going to go to Reedy Race, and I'm hoping to go to Silver State, too. So.
Well, good luck, man. Unfortunately, we're going to see you in RCGP, but, I mean, that's a good thing, too, because, you know, you got the Nationals coming up. Are you going to the Worlds this year, next year?
Yeah, I plan on going to the Worlds, so I'm super excited about that. It'll be my first Worlds, so really excited.
Cool, man. Good luck. I got to have you on the podcast one day and have an in-depth interview with you. But good luck today, and have fun, man. I'm going to go harass some more of your HB teammates. So we're in this massive HB pits, and I see Matt Novoso, and he's going to have to talk on the podcast. What's up, Matt? How are you? All the way from... This is a big contingent of New Jersey and New York guys here.
How you doing, Keenan?
I'm all right. I'm better. I had a White Claw. I think it's time for another one.
Nice.
Hey, what is Cupcake RC?
Cupcake RC. That is a nickname I have, Cupcake.
No. No, what did Toby call you?
Cupcake.
No, he called you something with Elf.
Angry Elf.
Angry Elf. Yeah, I've never seen you angry, though. I don't get it.
I do get angry sometimes. I'm pretty calm nowadays, though.
All right, well, that's good.
Are you having fun down here in Fall, bro?
Having a lot of fun.
All right, are you excited for RCGP next year?
I am very excited. I'm waiting for the schedule to be released.
Yeah, well, good.
Well, I see the schedule. I'm waiting for the venues.
Cool. Well, let me go talk to Pellegrino. I don't know why I call him Pellegrini.
I think it's a water.
No, it's a coach. He used to coach Manchester City. His name was Pellegrini. He's from Chile. You want to be on the mic?
No.
Why not?
Yes, put him on the mic.
Yes, you got to say hello. Just a quick shot. He's got like the best New York accent ever.
But I'm from New Jersey.
But you got, yeah.
What's up?
Nothing much. How you doing?
I'm all right. What's your full name again?
Pellegrino Gaetano Pescatore.
See, I would never be able to say that.
Now you go over to Europe and race. I'll fit in a little better there.
You go right to Italy and fit right in.
That's it.
That'd be perfect. Are you having fun?
I have a great time hanging out with all my buddies. I met you for the first time.
Yeah, and you know the crazy thing is, these guys got an Airbnb right next to Brent Densford's house, and he didn't even know it.
We do, right next to him. We're going to go to his house tonight and toilet paper the place.
Yeah, I think
shaving cream all over his door handles and stuff.
I think he's going to party with you guys tonight.
Yeah, it's nice. Come on over. Everybody come over. We got a pool table. Toby's ready to party. He's an animal. Toby's a party animal.
Oh,
Toby Hampshire. Oh, yeah.
He doesn't look like it.
He doesn't look like it, but, you know, you get a few drinks in him, and it's all over. All
right. I'm going to go talk to him and tell him.
That's
that.
It. You go all ahead.
All right. Well, thank you for your time, man. Have fun, and I'll talk to you later.
All right.
Let's go over here and talk to Toby, the British-American. Oh, let's talk to Jason Schreffer. Schreffer. What's up, Jason? How are you?
What's happening? Very good. How about you?
How are you doing today?
Oh, boy. Well, the first round of Nitro, I made a mistake that cost a good amount of time, but car's there. I think we can probably do a lot better next round.
Yeah, like you said, you have a love and hate relationship with this track.
Yeah. I've been coming to this race probably, I don't know, 6-7 years. I missed a couple in between and early years when I was a little bit younger. Made the A mains, and that was good. But the past 3 years... not so good.
Yeah, but you do well up there in the Northeast. You race a lot up there as well.
Yeah. I'm from the Bethlehem, Pennsylvania area, Easton. So we have our local track, Trains Lanes, do very well there. Obviously, Barnstormers. They also host the Hot Race Challenge and did very well there as well. And so, yeah.
And you have the Nationals next year.
Yeah, LCRC Raceway. It's a track that's a couple hours from my house. I know the owner very well. And he had the Nationals in 2012 as well. And, yeah, that's really looking forward to that event. He's definitely made some improvements for the facility. I think the guys are all going to love it when they come back. It's going to be a great race.
Cool. Well, have fun, and good luck. You got your buddy. What's your buddy name over here?
Mike who?
Mike Ream.
What's up, Mike Ream? You're all quiet over there.
That's me. Just quiet.
You having fun?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I've been coming here, same as him, 6 years. A lot of fun. Come back every year.
Well, enjoy your lunch. I'm going to get me some, too.
Thank you.
All right. Let me go talk to Tobe. This is these guys are like the non-HB guys. So they're all over here in the corner on the urn. They can't hang out with the cool kids. Got Toby from Toby Hansen. What's up, Toby?
What's up? Hey, how's it going?
You're all decked out, all pro techno, your old factory.
Yeah, well, you know, gotta look good. Look the part.
We have two major Japanese guys.
So what's up, Toby? This is your first time to Fall Brawl?
It is, yeah, first time.
How do you like it?
It's real good. Yeah, track's super fun. Surface is a lot different than I've ever run before, so I've never run really clay tires, so it's a whole new thing.
I see you got your tire warmers out, yeah. Baking in sauce.
Yeah, you know, trying it out. First time I really had to use them, but it's...
You know what? Now that I get to see them, I'm watching guys over there heating them up. This is a lot easier.
Yeah, it is. It's just, you know, tested it out yesterday and really liked how it felt, so, you know, give it a shot today.
Cool. Well, if you guys don't know who Toby is, he has a great blog. As a, what is it there? Toby Meister?
Yeah, teamtobermeister.wordpress.com.
He has some great articles in there, great blogs. Check it out. He brings up some really great points. And I'm going to go talk to his magic Japanese car friends, see what they're saying. Hey, thanks, Toby. Have fun and good luck. What's up, man? What's your name again?
Brian Cruz.
Brian Cruz. How you doing, Brian?
Good.
You having fun?
Yep.
How was your first run?
It was rough. We went out in the wrong tires.
That sounds about the general story of this race.
It definitely didn't work out, but I know what I'm going to do, and I should be good for round two.
All right, so all you guys race and live up in the same area, I take it?
Yes. Yep, Trains and Lanes Hobbies.
All right, cool. You guys got that big, the Nationals this year, the next year, so it's going to be awesome. Hopefully we'll be there. All right, man, well, thank you for your time.
Yep. And anything you want to say to the people back Northeast?
Just going to try and wheel and hopefully do a little bit better than round one, so...
Good luck. Let me go talk to your buddy here. He's trying to be all quiet, trying to hide. He's like, no. You don't even want to say your name. Just want to say hi, what's up. All right, cool. No worries. Well, you guys have fun. Thank you for your time, and I'll talk to you later. No, you didn't go nowhere. You can be here too.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm over here taking another walk, and I don't know these guys, but one of them's wearing a Fame Wolf racing shirt, so I know who those guys are. Yeah, what's your name?
I'm Rajay111 off YouTube.
All right, where are you from, Rajay?
Philly.
Philly?
Philly.
What's your name?
RC Newbie from YouTube also, and from Baltimore, Maryland.
All right.
Yeah, all right, cool. You guys listen to my podcast at all?
I will now.
Yeah, you should check it out. It's pretty good. So this is your first time here at Fall Brawl?
Yes, first time here, yep.
Okay.
So how are you liking it?
So far, good. So far, yesterday the track was a little different, mm-hmm. So I had to get used to that. Then today, it's the way I like it. You know, a little loose. Mm-hmm. It's used to the tires I'm used to running instead of clay tires. I'm used to running outdoor stuff, loose a little bit.
How about yourself?
Same exact answer. Yep. Yeah. Same thing.
Me and him race together, actually.
Yeah. Okay, where do you go? What you guys home track?
School. In Hanover, Maryland.
Okay, yep. I have to check it out. That's an outdoor off-road track?
Outdoor.
Yep, outdoor.
All right, cool. So no tracks in Philly, right?
No, well, yeah, you got Trains and Lanes, which is Eastern PA.
Okay.
Yeah, that's about the only outdoor one that's close all to right. Philly.
How long you guys been racing for?
Me, 3 years now.
How about you?
I'm going to look at my watch, and I'm going to say, how many hours has it been? No, it's not that bad. I about 7 months now.
Okay, so you're really new.
True
new. What got you into RC?
This guy, actually. I brought a little ready to run and went out to the track, and he was there and welcomed me in, and I've been sucked in ever since.
It's a bad addiction, man.
It's worse than crack, man.
Dude, I know. I say that, too. I used to tell my mom and my wife, I said, I could be doing worse things.
Yeah. And saving money probably too.
I don't race anymore, unfortunately, but yeah.
You don't race no more?
No, man. I kind of work, run the team for JQ, and okay. Then do this type of stuff, so that right, keeps okay. Me busy. So.
Yeah, I know.
Put
yeah.
The microphone down, get the controller, come on back.
I know, I have to. Are you running Nitro? Because that's the glory.
Yes, all Kyosho products, MP10 and MP10T.
And you're running
Mugen. Mugen. Yep, all Nitro. FX engines, both, and Mugen. Yep.
That's good because, you know, like we have a saying here on the podcast, it's Nitro is the glory and E-Buggy pays the bills. So
that's true.
Yeah,
that's
check true. It out, the No Name RC podcast. I'll get you guys some decals. It's a lot of good content, about 50 three episodes.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. All right. Well, nice to meet you guys. Have fun, and I'll see you around.
Yep, thanks,
man. And I see your wife's doing photography. What's your name?
B.
I see you out there taking your pictures.
Okay.
What do you think about all this Nitro is RC stuff?
I think it's fantastic.
You know, I can't get my wife to do any of it.
I'm sorry.
She's like, I'm not touching those cars. I'm not messing up my nails.
I think that's such a good time.
Yeah. I know. I told her when my son or daughter gets in this, she's going to have to learn.
Yeah, she should. I'm going to buy me a car next year.
Are you? That's good. We need more females racing.
Yeah. Certainly. I'll be out here.
I'll be able to beat somebody.
Hey, as long as you're having fun, man, that's all that matters. All right, I'll talk to you guys later. I'm going to go talk to my buddy Arthur. Okay. What's up, Arthur? You didn't want to pit me to JQ guys this week.
JQ rocks, man. What's going on?
Arthur has been asking me about this race all year. Comes late and don't even pit with us.
Well, you know, kind of last minute change of plans kind of put me in this position.
All right.
Well, your car's looking, I like your paint job. It's looking dialed.
Easy customs, man. Yeah. Easy customs.
Hey, what do you have to say to JQ and Degani because they didn't show up?
I don't think I can say that.
Yes, you can.
I don't think I can be nice about it.
There are a bunch of big vaginas.
Exactly.
There you go. Big vajayjays. All right,
exactly,
Arthur.
Exactly.
I'll talk to you later.
Yes, sir. I'll All be right. Right here.
Now, this is Ed. I met him earlier. Gave him some decals for Ed O'Brien. What's up, Ed? How are, man, your pit space is super clean. Is this one of Ed's?
No, this is my own crew.
Okay. What's up, Ed?
What's going on?
That's how you talk? The first time in the... I don't see any Nitro stuff here.
No, this is... No, he's down there. I'm just all electric. I'm strictly electric.
Oh, you don't get none of the glory?
No. Next year.
All right. Good stuff.
Next year. I'm committing to go Nitro next year.
All right.
So whereabouts do you race?
Up in Jersey with the Wall RC group.
Okay, yeah.
So I made a couple trips to Barnstormers. Experienced that for the first time. Just got back into it actually this year.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, I was flying helicopters for about half a dozen years.
Okay, that's
got out of this, got into that, got out of that, back into this now.
Yeah, because that's where Ed came from, helicopters.
Yeah, when I saw him post some stuff about some 10 scale stuff in South Jersey, I just asked him, where are there tracks local around here? Because the reason I got out of it was they were all closing down, shutting down, there's really no place to go. And so he told me about this place in South Jersey that is now closed up, but it got the bug again. Gave me the bug again. So,
I like to say, hey, you can leave RC, but it never leaves you.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah.
No.
Was you one of those badass helicopter flyers that can do 3D stuff?
Oh, hell no.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Hell no. I'd get myself so crossed up and screwed up, I'd end up hurting somebody.
Yeah, we have
Probably
a...
myself.
Yeah, we have a guy. His name James Van Hook. Uh-huh. He flies with Bert Kammerer, the Bert guy from...
Yeah.
And he's pretty badass, too.
Yeah, I've seen some people up close and personal fly this stuff, and it's intimidating. Yeah, you know, to hear it, and you feel the rotor wash hitting you, it's like, yeah, I'm going to take a step back, another step back. Not that anything can on their fault, but it's a machine. Something can break. You never know.
Cool. Well,
it's a blast to watch, but, you know, when you see one go on the ground, you just get, you know, the pucker factor, the cringe factor. It's like, oh, ouch, that's going to hurt.
Oh, man, and those blades can hurt you if they...
But the RC aviation side is so much bigger than what we're doing.
I guess. I think it depends on the area of the country you're in.
I think, yeah. I mean, when I mean aviation, I mean planes, helicopters, everything.
Oh, totally, yeah. Well, what started the downfall with helicopters was when these quads, what everyone calls drones, took off. But it's typical hobby stuff. You get peaks, you get valleys. So helicopters seem to be making somewhat of a comeback, but I don't know if I'm going to shy away from this anytime soon.
Oh, man, I love RC car racing.
I mean, I look at it this way. They're already on the ground. Except for some brief moments they are in the air.
Oh, yeah.
For the most part, they're already on the ground. So there's really, you know, and they're more durable. They hit things, they bounce off, and you keep going.
Good stuff. All right, well, good to meet you. And you got some decals for Ed?
Yeah, I'm going to pass them on to him when I get home. I'll give them to him when I get home.
All right, well, thank you, sir, and have a good race, and good luck.
Thank you. You guys do the same.
Okay, bye-bye. Let's go down to the, you're going to go, whatever, Pops, I'm going to.
I'm just going to go check, see how the audio was.
So I met these guys here at RCGP, and I said they were from North Carolina while I was announcing their race, but they're really from New York. We got the Carter brothers, we got Joe.
Hey, how you doing?
I can't remember your first name.
Brian.
Brian, more Northeast guys. This is a big contingent of Northeast races down. I guess it's too cold and snowy and crappy up there. So are you you both racing? Because you did race RC. Did you race RCP? No, you did. How'd you make out there?
I did good. I'm not really sure where we ended up. I think we started.
We started in the back of the.
Is it back of?
We started in the beginning, in the front of the quarter, and then qualified into the semi.
Into the semi, and then we transferred out of the semi
to the last chance.
Into the last chance showdown, and I think we finished
two out of the last chance.
Yeah.
Yep. That's a good run. Did you enjoy it? Are you looking for it? Are you going to do it again next year?
Absolutely. Good definitely. Good time.
Joe, you're racing today.
No, I'm not racing. I just mechanic for Brian.
You don't race ever?
No, I race sprint cars. I race full-size racing. So.
So yeah, you don't have time for these little cars. you race sprint cars full-time or just like as a hobby?
Yeah, I race them full-time. As a like a second job almost, yeah.
Okay. I've never actually seen those go. I got to go to a race one day. Do you do like the Chili Bowl and all that stuff?
I'd like to do the Chili Bowl if I had a ride to do it, but I usually race full-time in Central Pennsylvania on the 410 stuff. Races the World Outlaws sometimes, All-Stars, stuff like that, some 360 racing. And then we usually get around 20 to 25 races. We're a family-owned team, so we really can't race as much as the other guys that we race with. But we do as much as we can, you know. All we do is racing, you know. Work and race.
How about this RC stuff compared to full-scale racing? What do you think about it?
It's just as competitive. I love it because, you know, I get to help him out, and then he helps me out with the big stuff. So it goes hand in hand. And then, you know, just meeting different people here, and then you meet different people in my racing. And everybody just has a lot of fun. And the RC atmosphere is just awesome.
Yeah, it is fun. Like, we saw each other at RCGP. We see each other here. How are you making out today so far?
Doing really good right now. We're sitting 7th overall in Nitro Truggy and 15th in Nitro Buggy.
Open or pro?
Pro.
Oh, that's good. That's good. That's all right. How are you liking the track?
Track's really good. A lot of fun. The groove's starting to come up now, and it's really fast. A lot of fun.
Cool. Well, you guys have a good time. Good luck to you, and I'll see you around. I'm going to go check out these North Carolina guys right here. Where's these North Carolina? None of them are here. Let's see if they're down here. Let's see. We got Christian Pahood. I don't know if he wants to come and talk on the mic. What's up? Man, you guys are all, like, secluded away in here. What's up?
Trying to get away from everybody.
Why?
I don't like people.
You don't?
No.
You like Brent?
Sometimes.
How are you making out?
A little better and a little worse than I expected. Truck went not great. Buggy was better. Better result than I expected. It drove a little iffy, but doing better than I thought.
You know, we should send a message to Max because he isn't here.
Yeah, he. I can't believe he got scared and didn't show up. He apparently had better things to do than play with toy cars.
Yeah, you know, I was like, yeah, we're gonna drink beer and have fun, and he's like, yeah, we're gonna drink beer. And
oh yeah, drink beer, go out, have fun, hang out, and he just don't show up.
Yeah, I wanted to see the epic pit stop beer drinking thing that you did at Wicked Weekend as well. Where did that come from? Why did you guys decide to do that?
Well, I had the definition of a bad weekend, and had pretty much given up, started drinking after my third qualifier, and then he decided they were going to run races that night, and Max said the only way he would pit me would be if I shotgunned a beer during the pit stop, so I did, and still transferred.
You know what? But you got to go one up, because JQ can actually drink a beer while he races with one hand, and he's pretty good at it. I think that's his new career choice.
But he's got to do it and transfer out of the show or something, though.
Yeah.
If he can run laps, that's one thing. But you got to actually do it in a race and transfer.
Yeah, he won't do it because he's turning into a big, you know what. All right, man. Well, Max, you should have been here. I'm going to talk to this guy. He's trying to hide from me. What's up, man? What's your name?
What's up? Hal Martin.
Hal Martin. Where are you from, Hal?
Charlotte, North Carolina area.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Statesville, to be exact.
I don't see no nitro car.
No, I'm just running e-buggy here, so yeah.
It does pay the bills, as we say on the podcast.
I wish it paid the bills. Social is good enough for it to pay the bills. Yeah, let's go there.
It wouldn't pay many bills.
Right.
So how long you been racing for?
Oh, gosh. This will be my 23rd year.
Oh, really?
23 years doing this deal. I've been on and off the last 6 or 7, not really doing it much. Just been kind of – my weekends are usually taken up with my day job. And so I don't get to come out very often, but here I am this weekend. So looking to enjoy it. Always going to love coming down here to the Badlands. It's always a great time. Love the people here. Great crew. Great race. And happy to be here.
Cool, man. Got some glory in your life. You got some nitro in your life, man.
Look, I usually do. I've got all the equipment at home. Just haven't been racing much, so just left the Nitro at home and focus on the e-buggy this weekend. So we'll see if we can get the B3.1 in the show. You see,
you gotta get some no name RC podcast decals on your car, though.
Hook me up, man. Yeah, look, I'd love to. Yeah, I'll have to check you guys out. You guys got a podcast, I guess. Oh, yeah. I didn't know. Yeah, so
it's
yeah.
Good. It's like 53 episodes.
Okay, I'll have to pull it up.
All right.
Cool, man. Well, have fun and talk to you later.
Appreciate it.
So, I'm over here in this little small trailer. It's a guy I met when he was about 14 years old at him and his dad. We pitted together back in 2005?
That sounds about right. Sounds about right.
Yeah, at the
Farm 2
RC Pro Series race.
That's right. That was the T-Max and Revo days.
Yeah, you was flying in those days in that class as well. So we also ended up pitting next to each other at the finals that year.
That's right. I remember that.
There they are, racing, father and son again. What's up, Pops? How you doing?
Doing great, man. Doing great.
Got your tire warmers on over there.
Yeah, yeah, I'm trying to help him channel his inner 10 scale to get around here.
Oh, we need to get him some pink.
We need to get him some pink pinion gears then.
Oh, yeah, seriously. Yeah, get some plastic pinion gears and somebody doing tech, and then we'll be set.
Are you calling the race sometimes as well, Patrick, this weekend?
Oh, yeah, because Lance needs a bathroom break, but I try not to stay in there too terribly long because I'm not really good with multitasking. So, but, yeah, I've only called one race today, just one, just so he could go use the bathroom, and then I'm instantly back in here.
It smells like liquid wrench in here. It says tire warmers heating up over there.
Well, I used a liquid wrench earlier, and it actually didn't help, so I'm going back to tires that actually work. So, or compounds that actually work, I should say, because I tried golds, and for me, it's too early for that. I went out on green ellipses in the truck, and I like them a lot better. The buggy, I made a bad tire call, but I still got 12th overall. So,
you're running pro class, right?
Yes.
And e-truggy.
Yes, correct. I think for truggy, I'm second overall. So, I haven't run my truggy since Wicked Weekend, so it's been sitting for like 5 months, and so I assume that all my batteries still need to wake back up. And I'm going to do some gearing changes and then Q2, roll out.
Cool. Yeah, it's a beautiful day. Should be a good day of racing. What time do you think we'd be finished today?
Oh, after the last race in Q3. That's what I'm thinking. But time-wise, I have no idea. But as long as the Boots and Badges barbecue is still here, I'm fine. And Taco Bell's right up the road, so don't bother me.
Yeah, no Taco Bell for me. No bad experience.
Are you sure? Man, that's my health club.
I like real Mexican food.
Orale.
It's a nice place, La Hacienda, right around the corner. I think I'll be going for lunch.
Yeah, like calling Taco Bell authentic Mexican is like calling McDonald's an authentic German cheeseburger. No, it doesn't work like that.
All right, well, good luck today, Patrick. I got to get you on the podcast one day. And good to see you again, Pops. And have fun, man.
Hey, I'm out for it. You let me know when, and I'll let your boy. I'll be there.
All right, cool, man. Talk to you later.
Later, Keith.
Hey, and once again, I'm here with some more Northeast guys. Oh, it's a whole bunch of Northeast guys down here today, this weekend.
Yeah, Jazz Son is coming from Barnstormers.
Yeah.
I reached our Trains and Lanes from out of Jersey. We drove down here about 9 hours, and we made it, and we're having a good time. Track is awesome. I'm loving it. The MBX8 is holding up great.
Oh, yeah? What tires you running?
I'm running Salah Locks X3. I'm looking for some Calais tires. I think I might have to use those. And I ran some S3 Buckshots. They held up pretty good. So, but I'm going to the clay tires.
Yeah, the clay compound, it seems to be what everybody wants. I see you got a Barnstormer shirt on. Rohan has a good program up there. I had a good video of one of my boys from Bermuda. I'm from Bermuda originally, my mate Quaz.
Okay,
so he's racing Truggy. That was a good clip, got a lot of hits.
He came out there a couple of years ago.
This year too.
I seen him.
Yeah,
he was there. Rohan put on a great program all the time. He's like the hardest working RC man in history.
Yeah, he does. The Barnstormer was running around for a long time, too.
Yeah, very long time. I was there when Lou had it, and okay. Now Rohan has it, and it still holds up great. I'm there probably 3 Sundays out of a month.
Really?
Yeah.
You're putting in work.
Yeah, I'm trying.
All right.
So this is what? You got the Nationals. You're going to do the Nationals next year up there as well? It's going to be at LCRC?
If it's at LCRC, I'll be there. Yeah.
What's your name again?
Jazz Saunders.
Jazz Saunders. My name is Keenan. Check out my
podcast.
Okay.
No Name RC Podcast. It's pretty good. Lots of good interviews on there.
I bet. I'll be on it.
All right, man.
Talk to you later. Have a fun.
All right, thanks.
You got your buddy on. Let's talk to him. What's up, man? What's your name?
Mike Haley.
Mike Haley?
Yeah.
You from Jersey, too?
Philly.
Philly. I just met another dude from Philly.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. He's over there in the corner.
I wonder if I know him. I ain't sure. But yeah, we here, man. Came from Philly, Jersey. We a little RC crew and RC brothers and race same place. Barnstormers, trains, and here to have a good time, man. The track is awesome. Traction is awesome. Having a good time. Weather is awesome,
yeah,
you know?
No,
so you can't complain
hoodie.
Too much, man. And we racing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, like yeah. I told him, man, check out my podcast. It's Nitro is the Glory by E-Buggy Pays the Bills. That's my slogan. But it's called the No Name RC Podcast. Yeah.
No Name RC. Okay, yeah. Cool. I'm going to check
you
out.
Lots of good interviews in there. Okay. Lots of good interviews.
Cool.
Yeah. Check it out. They're long, though.
That's fine. Like 4 hours. When you love a hobby, time don't matter, you know?
Yeah. All right, man. Well, nice to meet you guys. Have fun. It's good to meet new people, especially, you know.
Yeah, same here.
And I'll talk to you guys later on, right?
All
right,
cool.
Hey, you want to talk? You're down there busy looking for parts.
Thank you.
Don't want to say nothing?
his scrunch. What are you looking for, man? All right, cool. Well, you guys have fun, man. I'll talk to you later on, right? We got Evan Vale. What's up, Evan? How are you?
It's going pretty good. Yeah, it's just a nice day here in Myrtle Beach, racing at the Badlands. Track's pretty fun.
Yeah, he came here late. Did you get any practice yesterday?
No, I got here last night and just threw it down the first qualifier. So.
Yeah, but the track hasn't changed since the warm-up, right?
I didn't go to the warm-up either, so.
He's that confident.
First time hitting the track, but both my cars are pretty good, so hopefully I can end out the day pretty good.
Where'd you end up in truggy and buggy?
I think I'm 6th overall in truggy and 5th overall in buggy, so it's not too bad. I mean, I just gotta eliminate some mistakes, and I think once I learn the track, I'll be able to do that. So yeah.
So how's painting business going? I saw JB's body. You got it ready for him?
Yeah, JB body's in the trailer over there, but yeah, it's going good. I been painting a lot of bodies for guys around the East Coast and everywhere, really, and also painting helmets for this company called Indocile Art. They do really good stuff, and they've been teaching me a lot. So, yeah, it's going really well and definitely keeps me busy and supports my racing.
Good stuff, man. Well, good luck to you today. Have fun. I'm going to reach over there and go talk to KB. You want to shout out to anybody before we go?
Yeah. I just want to shout out all my friends and family for support, all my sponsors. You got Team Associated, Proline, Works, Reedy, the All Speed Shop. It's Robin Nelson. We got Logos. And everybody else that helps me and everybody that supports Prevail Paints, and I really appreciate it.
Cool, man. Thank you. I'm going to get you paint out my no-prep drag car.
Heck yeah.
I think so, yeah. What's up, Dr. Brown?
How you doing, Keenan?
How you doing, man?
Awesome, buddy. Awesome.
It's good to see you. I didn't get to see you as much. I didn't get on the East Coast too much, so it's always a pleasure to see you. Your cars are all clean and pimped out. How are you making out this weekend?
I'm not doing too bad in 40-plus. I think I'm 12th. But I went out early. I was race two, so I had a really wet track. But my top laps was competitive, so I'm feeling pretty good going in the next round.
So, hey, KB, are we going to get you to come out west to any races next year?
I'm definitely going to go to Thunder Alley if you guys do the RCGP back there again.
Yeah, I'm trying to get Mike to come out there too. Trent's been out there. Drake's been out there. I think he'll enjoy it.
Yeah, I want to experience the program. I mean, Jimmy and Kayla went, and they said they had a great experience. I want to go out and race on the other coast for one and just kind of, you know, have see fun. Something new in RC, right? RCGP.
Yeah, man, it should be fun. And then I assume there's going to be an East Coast run. It hasn't been announced, but I assume there's going to be one. So.
Hoping so.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure there will be.
Close, but if it's on the East Coast, we'll probably make it.
Yeah, you could go anywhere. So, yeah, but when was your last race?
Big race. We had the final race for the 4 Series over at Lake Park was my last race.
Cool, man.
2 weeks ago, man, I actually had to bribe the wife. I usually get to race once a month, so this is twice in a month, so I'm doing pretty good.
I think so, you know, happy wife, happy life. All right, man, well, good luck today. It was good to see you, and I'll talk to you later on.
Yeah, buddy, good seeing you too. Thanks.
All right, bye-bye. So I'm walking around, and I'm chilling out in this badass trailer, and they got some nice barbecue going on, but I'm going to disturb them while they're eating. We got Jake and Joseph Stike Leather. What's up, Jake? How are you?
Doing good. How are you, Keenan?
I'm all right. I'm getting hungry now, so I'm going to have to go get something to eat.
Well, I think we got a hot dog if you want one.
No, I'm fine, thanks. I'm going to go get a pulled pork sandwich or something like that. How are you making out so far today?
I think I finished 5th in truggy on the first round and like 21st in buggy. Buggy was not good. The car was good. I made a first lap error that threw my pace off, and then, I don't know, lap 3, I came down the straightaway and I car tapped me out and couldn't clear the crossover, and it was kind of over at that point, but the car felt good and we got two more rounds to go, so I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, what type of tires are you going on out there?
Tires, I'm going out on clay slide locks for buggy and clay positrons on truck.
I think the clays will be better this next round. The sun's coming out, warming up a little bit. Should be good. All right, let's talk to good luck today, Jake. I'm going to go talk to Pops. You want to shout out to anybody before you go?
Thank you. Thanks, Team Associated, for all the help.
Hey, do you listen to my podcast?
I do.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you.
What's up, Pops? How you doing? I'm sorry to disturb you. You look like you're having a good meal there.
Another day in paradise, man.
Oh, yeah? You having fun?
Oh, yeah. Always.
Yeah.
Always.
Who's faster, Jake or Joseph?
Jake. I have to say Jake, you know. Joseph is a younger teenager, you know, so he's sort of more into girls and stuff like that. So he doesn't put as much time into the car as Jake does. You know, Jake puts a lot of time and effort into it. And Joseph is, he puts time. I'm not saying he doesn't prepare his car, but he's busy. He's got other things on his mind, you know.
How long have you been into RC?
Me? Since 1985.
Oh, yeah. What was your first car?
My first car was a Tamiya Monster Beetle.
Oh, yeah?
We ran the heavy metal class.
Cool.
And then I got a Kyosho Optima, Turbo Optima. Ran that. And I was pretty good.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I ran the Kyosho Gas Challenge in 1997.
Okay.
And finished fifth.
Really? Where was that to?
They had it in King, North Carolina year, which is only about 3 hours from my house. So we all went to it that year. And I was racing with Brian Kenwall, Mark Vavitas, Matt Ledger, Eustace Moore, BJ Christensen.
Oh,
BJ
yeah.
Christensen's who's Legends. Won it, is who won it.
That's
but
cool.
I placed fifth and done good, but I used to do really good in the North Carolina, you know, circuit.
Oh, yeah.
North Carolina has a rich history of racing as well. A lot of tracks. I know a lot of them. Is King still open now, or did it close?
King is closed now. They just Chris had opened up a place in the old PC Hobbies. I don't know if you remember that. That was a long time ago, and he put a carpet off road in there, but he shut down on that now. And I heard that they're digging up the concrete oval and everything, you know.
Yeah, their oval used to be one of the premier race plots for oval back in the day, right?
That's right, yeah. I ran a couple of nationals there with fan cars.
How do you like being picked there now?
It's kind of stressful sometimes. But I love it, you know. I've always loved racing. I love the fellowship, you know. I tried go-karts for a while. Not only was that the most dangerous thing I think a man ever set his buddy in, but, they would, you know, fighting, drinking, you know, all that you don't see at the.
Yeah. Well, we've been doing some drinking. But no
yeah,
fighting.
Well, no drunk.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? No. Well, I can't say that either because they were at the Wicked Weekend. I think some of the boys kind of...
Oh yeah,
we had a good, had a really good time.
That's
had a really good
about.
Time. That's right. The fellowship,
come
you know, exactly. Everybody. I mean, you break something, you know. Here, take mine. You know,
you
pay me
own,
back.
Like,
it just
yeah,
doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
That's
everybody's
what I like
friends.
I enjoy coming around and seeing everybody. I don't even race. I just come around and talk shit.
Yeah. There you go.
A lot
that's
of
it.
The times, it's fun if you're having a bad day, just to stop what you're doing and go talk shit and have a good time and hang out with your friends because. Sometimes you just get in a drought or you're just not having a good day, and it's not good to stay by yourself or in the trailer and sulk about it. It's good to hang out with your friends and get over it and go back on the track for the next run. And, you know, I enjoy it a lot, hanging out with friends.
Both of my boys have done it as long as they can pick up a radio.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so they've been doing it a long time.
Well, I'm sure it's good to see you guys still doing it, father and son. I really enjoy father and son teams.
Yep.
And you guys are having fun. I'm going to go talk to Joseph. He's over there waiting. I'm going to see how the girls are treating him. What's up, Joseph? I didn't know who you was all this time, but I've kind of followed you a little bit on racing,
yeah.
Like in open class and all this. How are you making out today?
Well, I'm racing the pro class this time around, which might have been a mistake. I didn't drive too good my last qualifier. My car was pushing real bad, and I found out the problem, though. I dialed down the steering last race, which was a couple months ago. I haven't been racing, and yeah, it was a pretty stupid mistake to go out there with my steering not all the way. But I got that fixed now, and I'm going to try to go out there and have a good run. I'm just here to have fun.
How old are you?
I'm 18.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, you're definitely at that age.
Yeah, I'm just here to have fun. I'm not here to, like, win or anything like that. I mean, I'd be happy qualifying in the B main.
All right.
It'd be nice. Jake, I'm going to make it to the A.
Yeah, it should. I don't think that's – I think that would be easy.
Shoot, I'm going to go TQ the next round.
TQ.
Dorado,
you might TQ Dorado. Truck. You have a good chance.
Oh, that's interesting. Was that the one that like kind of was revving up on in the staging area yesterday?
He went off over there, and I think it was just the receiver pack dump.
Okay.
Well, he had been running it all day, and I said something to him before we went, but we thought, well, it'll go one more run, you know.
Well, it's like an S, people. It's like an S. Hey, so Joseph, if you put your mind to it, do you think you could beat Jake?
Yes.
You think it could beat you, Jake? You think it could beat you?
I'm not even going to answer that.
If I raced every weekend and, like, learned about the car, I think I could.
All right.
That's neither here nor there, though.
But that probably won't happen.
What do you do outside of car racing? Do you have any other hobbies?
I play video games.
What you play?
Shoot, Apex Legends.
Oh, you have Apex?
I'm nice with it, too.
PS4 or Xbox?
Both. I have both of them.
I like gaming, too.
Gaming. Apex, yeah, gaming and work. That's about it. That's what I'm doing.
All right. Well, it was nice to meet you guys. Good luck this weekend. And, hey, keep having fun.
Thank you, Keenan.
Nice to meet you, Keenan.
So one of the pro guys joining us at Fall Brawl this weekend is Jared Tebow, Buggy Land Champion. What's up, Jared? How are you?
Doing pretty good. Yeah, first time here for this race. First time actually racing in South Carolina. So, you know, on a pretty good roll, had a good U.S. Open, had a good Buggy Land, and, yeah, having a great time here so far.
Yeah, you completely dominated Buggy Land. What clicked at that track?
I mean, I love Thunder Alley. That's my favorite track. But, you know, we've been working really hard on the cars. You know, I kind of found something that's kind of helped me with the cars, and, you know, my cars were great at U.S. Open, too, and I gained a little bit more before Buggy Land. And, yeah, just, you know, it's tough. Switching teams is tough, and it takes a lot of time. And, you know, it's been a huge learning year for me, just, you know, learning new adjustments, learning new people. And, you know, I had some mental things that I had to kind of sort out this year, too. And so I'm in a good place now and, you know, feel like I'm driving like myself.
Yeah, it seems like it. Yesterday you was flying in practice. This is a completely different track from Thunder Alley, smooth, high traction. What adjustments have you made to your car from Thunder Alley?
Yeah, I mean, really, like, this type of track's kind of like my kryptonite, really. You know, I'm not known for being good on this style, just with, you know, fast, really sweeping, super smooth, a pretty easy, I would say really easy layout, you know, where you have to drive hard. You know, I'm more of a technical guy, but I'm enjoying the challenge so far. You know, I need to be good at all tracks. So, you know, I worked hard yesterday. I'm just my driving. Car setup, you know, we tried some things yesterday. The grip was really high. It's a little bit lower now. So, really, right now, my car is pretty darn close to what it was at Buggy Land. Not too much different.
Yeah, I mean, back in the day, this was one of the tracks. Like, this is the type of track that the old Techno was known for. High bike, really smooth. It's good to see that it's doing well at a track like Buggy Land, which is rough, and coming here and being successful. What's in the agenda for 2020 coming up?
2020 is going to be my second year with Techno. You know, 8 scale world is going to be a big focus. You know, I'll race 10 scale. I'll do you know, Reedy Race and Nationals and stuff. But yeah, the big focus is going to be a lot of 8 scale races. Getting, you know, really getting the new car really dialed in and, you know, getting ready for Brazil. That's a big, you know, empty shelf at home.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'd love to be able to fight for a world title there. So that's a big plan.
So you're what, 33 now?
32. I'll be 33 during Nitro Challenge.
Okay, so this is what? That next year will be 2020. You have about, how much, let's be realistic. When I talked to you earlier in the year, super excited. We're changing teams. You had like a new lease on RC. You still excited and you're feeling good about things. How much longer do you think you have in the industry or at this type of level? Because you're still good. Still very good.
Yeah, you know, I was excited this year. I was excited for two more years. Honestly, it's been better than I expected. Me and Joe Bornhorst built a really, really strong friendship this year. I had a lot of fun. So, I'm looking to finish next year and hopefully add maybe a 3-year on top of that, possibly, you know, so get 4 more years in. Me and my wife talked quite a bit. Our youngest boy is, he's just turned 3, so, you know, when he's maybe in first grade or something, would be kind of a good time. But it's tough, you know. When it's not going good, you're not having fun, you're just like, man, this really sucks. Why am I doing this? But then at the same time, I'm in a great place, you know. I really can't complain about anything. You know, the traveling's tough and stuff, but I get to do a lot of really cool stuff with my family when I'm home. And, you know, I get to race RC cars for a living. I need to take advantage of that as long as I can. So, to answer your question, I'm hoping 4 more years.
Yeah, I think you could do it longer. I mean, look at Adam. He's about 41, and he's getting faster each race. I mean, obviously not on you guys' level, but I definitely think, what would you consider working in the industry after your racing career is done?
I'm not really sure. To answer now, I would say probably no. If some sort of opportunity opened up, possibly yes. But I wouldn't want to move. Yeah. I like where I live. And so, you know. And then again, when I stop racing, it's because I want to stop traveling. So, like, yeah, a team manager type thing where I'm traveling, that's definitely not in the cards for me. Who knows, man? You can't worry about planning the future too hard, because it always changes. I'm super happy right now. I feel like I fit in really well with Techno. You know, we had a couple rocky moments and things, and, they called me out on a couple things with my attitude and stuff, and, you know, they gave me a second chance, and I'm really happy. Me and Danny get along really, really, really well now. We have a great thing going, and, you know, I'm hoping to be there for at least 4 more years. So
good stuff, man. Well, you're looking fast this weekend. Good luck this weekend, and good luck going into 2020, man. And hopefully we get you back on the podcast to sit down and chat for a little bit.
All right, cool. Yeah, thank you, guys.
All right, bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the No Name RC Podcast. Please tune in next time for more fresh RC content. And if you can, please also support us on patreon.com/thequaygrain. We will greatly appreciate it. And don't forget, Nitro is the glory.